Okay, so where we left off last time was defining a seuda. We noted that there were, b'sofo shel davar, five shitot. But basically they came down to bread, and then they quibbled within other things, not bread. Mizono, dates, wine, fruit, whatever. And then we talked within wine, can the seuda be the same as the kiddush? Do you need one revi'it? Do you need two revi'it? It is true that yes, someone emailed me who was listening to the shiur, and he noted correctly that you could have argued slightly differently and said the reason that you can use mizonot is if you assume that because mizonot, or at least some mizonot baked goods, are pot, they're just pot of Baba Kisnin, and they have the potential that if you eat enough of them, you'd have to wash and bench. And so theoretically, you could say that the reason mizonot works is because it is really a seuda, at least in potential. So that might be a hybrid position. It's true, though no one thinks that you can just have a bunch of crackers and be yotzei your seudat Shabbat, though you might be able to have two cakes, right? The Piskei Tshuva, I know, does paskin that way, that if you want, you could have two full cakes for Lechem Mishnah and just eat them. You could do that because when you're eating something that's big enough.
What? Like, you have to eat both entirely?
You have to eat enough that it's kviyat seuda, so whatever. So theoretically, you can use it as, but he thinks at least it's the hefta of shtei lechem.
Okay.
You could do it.
I can pop that.
But then we had left off. The last thing we did was Rosh HaWise's argument, which he then supported from the Prisha, which is that maybe not, right? Maybe the Shita of the Gaonim that you can use wine isn't really saying that wine is the seuda. But if you're medayik in the Gaonim, even as just as quoting Shulchan Aruch, that hada ein kiddush al makom suda, a filu achar davar muad shata kos yayin shechayv la bracha yatsa yidei kiddush. But he doesn't say yatsa yidei kiddush. He says yatsa kiddush makom suda ve gomer suda tov makom acher, and you finish somewhere else. So rather than saying that you happen to finish elsewhere, Rav Asher argued, and this emerges from the Prisha, that maybe you have to take a middle position, which is eating enough, which is significant, to bridge your meal to the actual meal. Right? Enough to make the bracha count, but enough to so that it can then be attached to the next meal. Which brings us to the other part of the equation. Right? We talked about kiddush, we talked seuda, but now we need to talk about makom. But what you see from this analysis by Rav Asher and the Prisha is that the definition of seuda may depend on makom. Right, because it could be that the seuda, there's seuda for seudat Shabbat, and then there's seuda to bridge you to connect the mako. So to get into this, we're going to start with Tosfot, which I know we're traumatized by Tosfot, apparently. Everyone is traumatized by Tosfot. Crazy. Crazy. So good. Let's start the discussion, kick the discussion off with Tosfot. So Tosfot says, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. So we're talking again about the person who is making Kiddush in Shul, presumably not eating. So the Gemara says, he's Yotze Kiddush, he's not Yotze. So Afal Pishalo Shatu Rakshe Yitom HaMivareich. Well, this is within Rav. Shmuel says, you're not Yotze Kiddush. Rav says, yes, but that idea. Even though he doesn't drink, he just tastes. Or somebody else. Everyone should drink. Okay, we've done that sugya very extensively. I'm not going back to it right now. He thinks we paskin like Shmuel. So far, we're good? And even though the Avagav de Ma'al Ma'alocha Kirav Yisurei, and even though normally by ritual law we paskin like Rav, Vigam Rav Yochanan, so come on Kirav, and Rav Yochanan is like Rav. Hacha Alocha Kishmuel, the Rav Huna V'Rabba, V'Abaye, Kulu Savri, B'Samoch, Ein Kedesh V'Akam Suda, because everybody in the Sugya ends up paskin like Shmuel, so we paskin like Shmuel. Okay, great. Why is it an exception to the rule? I don't know, but it is. V'chein Bazim Gilad Starim. V'hamikadesh she'da'ato le'echol makom acher. Yachol lotzi et auchlim sham. Dili did hu have a makom suda. So now, so far, not a huge kiddush. That if the person making kiddush is making it on behalf of people who are eating in shul, it's fine because it's makom suda for them. Yeah. So far, any chidush? No, that's the simple pshat of the Gemara. That the reason, according to Shmuel, you were allowed to make kiddush in shul is because there were people eating there. And this goes back to everything we've talked about, how much of kiddush is the ritual, how much of it is the suda, but at night, we establish there's a ritual component, therefore you can fulfill other people's obligation on their behalf. Good, no kiddush yet. But if there's no one eating there, so Tosfot says, and again, we're going to come back to this in when we get, we'll learn this separately, but Tosfot said the simple pshat that emerges from our sugya is that if nobody is eating in shul, ain lekadish devi bracha livatala. It's going to be a bracha. And now, Tosfot starts to get into it. And don't tell me that the case is where you're saying Kiddush with Kavanah to eat somewhere else. Okay, so now is where we have to get into it. So if I asked you, why, what is the definition of Makom for these purposes? So what are, broadly speaking, the possibilities? Before you start hammering out details, what are, broadly speaking, the different ways you can understand the definition of mako?
Physical place?
The one is physical place. What do you mean by that? That makom is exactly what it sounds like. There is an objective standard. There is an objective standard called a makom. You eat within that makom, and you make kiddush in that makom. If you don't, it doesn't count. So and that is it. And what determines makom?
I don't know, maybe Dalai.
So whatever, some objective physical standard. Whatever you're going to come up with. Again, this is the broadly speaking. You want to be a Dalai Lama, a room, a house, I don't know. But whatever definition we have, it is objective fixed zone. Right? That's one possibility. What is the second possibility? Meaning that makom has a subjective definition to it. Meaning, there's a problem of changing mikomot, but makom is defined by my original intent. And the problem of shinui makom is less that I actually changed the physical space, but that I changed my plans. And I changed my plans. And therefore, if lidugma, someone is antisocial, and therefore he comes in here, takes food, and he always eats at his personal makom in the Beit Midrash when nobody else is there. And that is what he meant to do when he picked up his food. And that is what he meant to do when he walked over there. And then, miracle of miracles, sometime in November, he realizes, hey, the people here in Yeshiva are friendly. So maybe I should... What? It's not you. What? And he realizes that people are friendly, so he decides, I'm not going to come into the dining room, Rechman al-Islan, but I'll eat at the sheer table in the back where the other quasi-antisocial people are. So, like, they're with some other people, but not with everyone. So for that person, even though he moved, you know, even if he sits where, like, Savetsky sits, and it's one table over from that, but that was a change in the way he imagined it. Mitzad shein, and therefore even the slightest change would be a shinui makom. On the other hand, somebody who loves picnics, so he decides that his meal is going to be in Central Park, right? In Central Park, and he starts the meal at 59th Street, where Central Park starts at Columbus Circle. And by the time he finishes his meal, he's at the end of Central Park, which is where those of you are going to be in New York next year. Central Park starts at 59th Street and ends at 125th. Okay. Fine. He starts at the park on Hachula all the way up by the dog park, right? And he finishes by the mall. Okay, Yalla, you good? Fine, but that was his kavana. He likes picnics. He doesn't eat big meals because it's heavy, so he snacks a little bit, and he walks, and he snacks a little bit, and he schmoozes, and he snacks, and he goes to the store, and he goes to Country Center, and he picks something else up, and then he walks down to the mall, and then he walks to Annapay. Yeah,
then...
No, so that's what I'm saying. I'm illustrating. But the point is, makom can either mean, right, there's an objective standard, that this is a makom, whatever it is, and if you go outside of that makom, you need to make a new kiddush. Or you can say makom is a stand-in for you have to make kiddush in the place where you eat as defined by you. And if you go out of where the place where you originally planned to have the meal, then you have now left, even though l'kula or l'chumra. Right? If I plan to only eat in my makom and then I move one table over, that's a shinui makom. Right? And the person who wants to have the picnic in the whole park. I'm giving you conceptual models. And what is the third conceptual model? The easiest one would be the hybrid model, which is there are objective things and there are subjective things, meaning there's a range. There are things within which it's definitely a shinui makom, whether you want it to be or not, and things where it's definitely not a shinui makom. Even if you view it as such. And then there are places where it is a shinui makom and it isn't a shinui makom. It's somewhere in between. And then your intent matters. Correct. Right. Exactly. Right. Meaning that there's a, so some hybrid, we could come up with different hybrids. Right. But the point is that there's an objective element in which your dot doesn't matter. Right? And then there are subjective spaces in which it does matter, and then where you draw the lines. Right? These are like big gadol. The easiest ways you could think of makom.
Let's assume that if you go outside of the tchum on Shabbos,
we could come up with different shears. It could be a house, right? A reshut yachid. You leave the reshut yachid. It could be tchum shabbat. It could be dalet amot. It could be a mil. It could be 4 mil. It could be. Think of all the objective shear we have in Pelat Rekula. Right? A lug. I left the lug. That's an objective shear. Thank you. It's a volume. Think the shearim of distance. Gewalt. He's like, what do you mean? I can use distance, volume. What are they? They're the same thing. It's like a cc is the same as in a milliliter. I mean, well, one is cubic centimeter. One is technically a volume. One is distance. But
I'm just measuring my model.
Yeah, what if you're a Kohen and you're on a plane and you're in the makom that you made so that you're a makom and not a couple tuma? Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, it is. My father puts me under his talis for Brichas Kohenim. Oh, yeah, anyways.
If you say something is a something that would mess up the kids, but I see like the thing like you just talked about going to the bathroom or whatever, and you're not eating there, and you're still going to the same place to eat.
Good, and we would have to ask what happens if you're going and coming back, right? Where? You could ask the same thing if it's about right. Is it about the makom? So maybe that would be a problem.
Or is it about eating in that place or being in the
Very good. And then Josh asks, well, there's another thing. Is it about eating and having kiddush in the same place, or is it the act of leaving a place that's problematic? Okay. Right? Nafkamina, if you leave and come back. Right? Where if it's about eating where you said kiddush, well, I did. But if it's that in kiddush makom suda means I can't leave the place where I'm making kiddush until I have finished or started, I don't know. The Suda, yeah, and then we'll see that certain, I don't know much we'll get into it, but certain poskim say, yeah, you know what another implication of this might be? That it's not really about makom, it's really about, so we have so far, let's say we have 4 models so far, okay? It's purely about dot, it's purely objective, it's a hybrid. Now Josh says, maybe it's not really about that, you have to ask another question, which is, is it about being in the same place, or is it about not leaving the place? Nafkamina, if I came back. Yeah? And another potential one would be, and this maybe goes to what Morty was doing, jokingly, but maybe it's not really about makom, it's about connecting kiddush to suda. And therefore, maybe it's going to, even though it fundamentally sounds like a geographic statement, maybe it'll have implications on the time-space halakhic continuum, that it'll have implications not in space, but in time. Meaning, just like I have to be in the same space, maybe I can't have a time break between kiddush and suda, because well, that's what we'll call it. We'll call it the time-space halakhic continuum. Okay?
Like
fine? right, that it'll express itself on that axis. And maybe you'll tell me they're the same thing, because time and space are really the same thing. Very good. What? Then we'll get like all Carlo Rovelli on it. It's like there are units of time that are expressed in units of space. That was a fun book. Wasn't that a fun? That was a great book. Carlo Rovelli. Well, all of Carlo Rovelli's books, but his one specifically on quantum gravity and time being. There being minimum shurim of time, just like there are minimum shurim of space, and using that to explain the space-time problems and quantum gravity. Which one was that one? Yeah, maybe. I read all of them. After Ginsberg gave it to Avi, I read all of them. So it was fun. What? No. Chaval, because he's a great writer. Great writer. Yishmak. Anyways, right, so those are all the questions we have to ask in Mako. Okay, good. So let's see what Tosfot does. Tosfot says, "The Kaimel and Kishmuel, the Ain Lomar Mimikadish Khan al Dat Shirotza Lechomakom Acher Mode Shmuel." He says, "Don't tell me." So what does he say? Do not, maybe I should write. Right, so we had a few models. So we had pure makom, right? We had dot. We had dot plus makom in some way or another. We had, is it about leaving, right? Right, leaving is a problem, we'll call that, yeah. Right? As opposed to this, there it's, right, Kiddush plus Suda must be in one place, as opposed to leaving is a problem, that's really what we mean. And then, possibly, the time-space continuum thing. Okay? So Tosfot says, don't tell me. Tosfot says, no. Don't tell me that it's only dot. Don't tell me that it's only a breach of your dot. Because then this whole sugya makes no sense. How do I know it makes no sense that if it's purely a dot thing? Because then you would just say, the guy who's making Kiddush and Shul should have dot, that this is counting when he goes home. Right? So Tosfot said, it is Vadai not only dot. But that's the first point Tosfot says. Don't tell me that this is where you have intent to eat somewhere else. And there, Modish Mul Deish Kiddush. Vaha Dipligi Bistama. And Rav and Shmuel are only arguing about where you didn't have explicit dot. He's like, oh, come on. Since the Gemara asks, why do you make Kiddush in Shul? If it was just a stam dot thing, then what should the Gemara have answered? Have kavana. Solve all your problems by making Kiddush and planning to eat when you get home and having this Kiddush count. That's too easy. Therefore, Tosfot said,
it can't be this because that's too easy of a solution to the shul problem.
Right? So Tosfot says, this can't be true because then our sugya makes no sense. That's just too easy. Agreed? So far we're agreed on what Tosfot did?
Yeah.
It negated that possibility. Right. Umihu! Nevertheless, now, what does the word mihu tell you? So what does it tell you?
He's not completely rejected.
Very good.
Right here, it tells you we could have used one of two words. Mihu or Ella. You could have said,
right?
However.
What would Ella have implied?
Rather.
Right. This model is wrong.
We are shifting gears.
But Mihu, he says, don't say this. However, right, that already points to the idea that he's going to say we're not rejecting this entirely, right? Because then he would have said, Ella, it's not X, it's Y. Instead, he said, it's not this, me, however, it sort of is true. And therefore, we're going to go for hybrid. So he says, where, what is the mihu? Mimakom lamakom bebayit echad. Two places in one house. Kegon meigra le'ara, from the roof to the ground floor. Nireh demo de Shmuel. It seems that Shmuel agrees that emkidesh beigra kidei lechol ba'ara. If you ate, make kiddush in the roof with intent to eat on the ground floor, dechashiv kiddush b'makom seuda. So what model does Tosfot set up? Hybrid. Meaning, if, so Tosfot ends up saying that what? If what?
If you have dogs.
If you move from what?
Place
from two totally different places, you have to define what that is.
That's a problem.
Then what? Shinoi makom objectively breaks the Kiddush Seuda link. However, there are mid-level places, right, where it's sort of Shinui Makom, where there what matters? Dot. So for and so what do we know for Tosfot? Where is, what is his hybrid? Now Tosfot tells you that seems to be according to him, what's the hybrid? What is the objective one? Where nothing you're gonna do is gonna help you? A different house.
Yeah, right.
Right? So from shul to my house, doesn't matter what you think, that is an objective break. No way of salvaging that kiddush makom suda. However, if you were in one house, and so then according to him, if I'm in one house, and I don't have kavana to make kiddush on the roof and eat downstairs, that is shuni makom. But if I have intent and I'm in one house, and yes, it doesn't matter if I'm the Burj Khalifa. If I'm in the Burj Khalifa, and assuming I own the Burj Khalifa, let's not get into the complexity of what, like, there's an apartment building. One makom for these purposes or multiple. I don't want to get to, but let's say you're in the Burj Khalifa and you own it, right? Morty has become super rich, yeah, and now he owns the entire Burj Khalifa. What? Sai Sims worked out well. He owns the Burj Khalifa or whatever. The Burj Khalifa is owned by someone else. He owns the Creek Tower, as ever big as the Creek Tower is going to be. The Creek Tower, for those of you who don't know, is the building that they're building next to Burj Khalifa, which we don't know how tall it is. We think we want to make it twice as tall as the Burj Khalifa. But when we get as tall as the Burj Khalifa, we'll figure out how much farther we go, tower.
This feels like a Tower of Babel type situation.
You remember this. You remember the signs of the Creek Tower at the bottom, yeah, of the Burj Khalifa. Yeah. So Morty works, you know, owns the Creek Tower or the equivalent in whatever city he wants to build it in. So yes, if the person on the 278th floor makes kiddush and says, I am planning on having the meal on the third floor, that apparently works. Elamai. By the time he walks down the stairs, Shabbos will be over. Okay, showing technical.
But what about the Shabbos?
Oh, the Shabbos elevator, which stops on every floor. Shabbos will also be over. Right? But knowing Dubai, they will come up with a way of having a fast Shabbos elevator.
I just have like 15 different elevators.
Oh, wait. I just thought,
it opens for like 3 seconds, and wait, in order to go in, you have people standing there with you on a wagon. And it's just like, go! And they just shove you in. Go, go, go!
Every floor's number is written in binary. So you have to decide, do I go to the top half or the bottom half of the floor? So if you have to go to the top half, you go into one elevator. And you don't go into that elevator.
Okay, we'll figure this out later. The Shabbos elevator of Burj Khalifa. Because the regular elevator on that thing is insanely fast.
Yes.
It's crazy.
No, that was...
It's 60 seconds from the first floor to the 125th. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's wild. And you don't even feel it. It's just like...
There should have been a window. They had a whole movie plan. But...
It was wild. Anyways, yeah.
So, according to this, if you were in the same room of the house, you're negative kavana. You still eat there. You need to have.
Ah, very good. So now Josh says, well, all I know is that different houses, objective. Within a house, with kavana. But what is Tosafot not yet said? But what if I'm in the same room? What if I'm that antisocial guy and I move 2 feet? Is that also subject to that? Or is that the opposite objective? That I definitely didn't move? Right? Or what if I had negative kavana? Which is that case. The antisocial person. I'm only sitting here. Ah, you've convinced me. Very good.
And also, why would you go with the hybrid model? That's what
It's a good question. But he does. It's clear that's what he's doing. Right? V'chein muchach b'Yerushalmi. Fine. Well, Josh, why don't you speculate? Why would you go with a hybrid model? Because you're right. Josh, you would say it's sort of weird. If it's an objective makom, so you say it's objective. I don't know. Makom is makom. I don't know. If you say it's dots, you say, yeah, the point is my experience of Kiddush has to be linked to Suda. However you do that. Why would you take a hybrid model? What would the logic be for a hybrid model? Yeah, it's probably a good question we did just here. So why do you think, Josh, misvara, that a hybrid model actually makes sense? Or anybody. I know Josh asked the question, but anyone can weigh in, right? Josh has a good question, which is, okay, I see that's what Tosafot is doing, but why would you do that?
So, we're trying to find what?
What?
We're trying to find what is the same Suda.
Very good, right? I think that Morty has the right answer, is that you have to remember that this is not really about Makom. It's about linking Kiddush to Suda. And therefore, it's not really about Makom, it's not really about Dot. It's like, it's a weird...
What can you possibly, in your head, consider yourself...
Exactly, right?
When I put down my spoon for my breakfast cereal, even if there's more cereal on the bowl...
Right, busy, right? I think that Morty's answer is right. Is that in order to make a hybrid position, what you have to realize is not about Makom. Makom is a way of standing in for how do I connect Kiddush to Suda. And there are several factors. There's how do I experience it subjectively. There are certain objective factors. And as we'll see, maybe there are time factors. Right? So a hybrid position / this, the time-space continuum thing, both of them, I think, are expressions of the same idea, which is that this isn't really about Makom at all. It's about linking Kiddush to Suda. And admittedly, there are different factors involved. So a little bit of subjective experience, a little bit of objective, right? And we can create a solution or create a problem. So let's see how he plays it out. V'chein muchach b'Yerushalmi. He proves it from the Yerushalmi. Dik amar Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Shmuel. Rabbi Yaakov said name Shmuel. Kiddush b'bayit zeh v'nimlach l'echol b'bayit acher. If you make Kiddush in this house and then change your mind and eat somewhere else, Tzarech lekadish, then you have to make Kiddush. And again, Rav Acha v'shem Rav Oshia amar Rav, Misha sukato areva alav. If you love your sukkah, Gishmak, your sukkah is the best. It's perfect weather on Shmini Atzeret. So are you allowed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret? In Eretz Yisrael? No, right? This is one of those funny things. In Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara says you must eat in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeret because it's suffix sukkot. Right? Yituve yatvinan ruche lo mevarchinan. You sit, you don't make the bracha. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you are not allowed to sit in your sukkah because it's Bal Tosif. It's Bal Tosif. And if you want to sit in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, what's the halacha? You need to pasul the sukkah.
On
Cholmoed, on Hoshana Rabba. Right? In some way, you need to pasul it. Or at least, if you can't pasul it, you have other options, like making it clear that it's not a sukkah by doing something you wouldn't do in your sukkah, like bringing in your garbage can. Right? It doesn't make it possible, but it makes it clear you're not relating to it as the Makom Mitzvah anymore, with the Kedusha that it has. But let's say you didn't do any of that. So there's another option that the Yerushalmi gives, and that is to not have your whole meal in the sukkah. Because then it makes it clear that I'm not doing it makom mitzvah, as a mitzvah. I'm doing it because I like my sukkah. It's nice weather. It's outside. And the Yerushalmi's suggestion is to make Kiddush in your house and then move to the sukkah, which makes it clear that you're eating there because you enjoy and not because it's the mitzvah. No. It's not a marasai. It's you have to do something to make it clear that it's not l'shem mitzvah. yourself, the world, objectively.
The world.
We're not getting into Baltosif right now. I'm not defining Baltosif, but that's what's going on here. But I understand all the lumps. I get it. It's very good questions. And but the Gemara says, what do you do? Mikadesh leil yom tov acharon beveto. You make kiddush at home. Ve'olev ochel besukato. And then you go upstairs, because they're assuming your sukkah's on the roof here. And you eat in the sukkah. Amar Avibon, Avibon says, V'lo pligi, they're not arguing. My damar Rav b'shaloi v'dayt alechol b'vayet shekidesh. When Rav says that it doesn't work, is where you didn't have kavana, v'lo pligi, ha'inu makom makom b'chad bayit. And this is from two places within the house. The Tosafot reads the Yerushalmi is saying that two places within a house, kavana matters. In a different house, kavana won't help you. It's lav dafka buy it le buy it. And therefore you wouldn't have a stira between our Yerushalmi and the Bavli, because the Bavli said it was a problem if you went from upstairs to downstairs. He says, aha, that's only without kavana, and there's tzveidinim. There's objective shinui makom, right? Because remember, this was the sugyan kofalif where the Gemara tells these stories of people who went. Right, who went up and down, and we said that they had to make it again. So he says, I isn't a stira Bavli Yerushalmi, meaning Tosafot says maybe you could have said that this is a machloket Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli says if you move, done. Which shows it's objective, and the Yerushalmi says depends on kavani. He says, no. Sveidinim. There's objective aspect to it, and there's subjective aspect to it, even though you could have argued and said this is a machloket Bavli Yerushalmi. And then he quotes, and we saw this already, but I'll just read it to you again. But we saw this, if you remember, the Psiagasa thing. They called the Vishim Rav Nitrunaigam, Vichuvot, Mikachin, Vina Knesset, that you make Kiddush and Shul, Vinotin, Litoch Enov, and you put the wine in your eyes, Lerafua, for medical reasons. Gidamar Psiagasa, Notelet Echad Mitovkov Maor Enov, because big strides, large strides, take away 1/500th of your vision. The aim at Mahadra, how do you get it back? Pikidusha de Veshimsha by Kiddush. Umiyu Bavi Evri called the Vairafua, Matsilam Evid Pikidusha Veto. And the Aviyazri says, no, you can do it at home. It's not magic of the Shul one. You can do it at home also.
Okay. And so is this considered like a method?
Now, just for the record, we're just not going to get to it. We're just not going to get to this too much. But now we're going to look at two more Tosfotim. But one of the halachot we're not going to get too much in. So look, skip down at a Tosfot. The achel v'shatu v'ganu v'nei kanishta. Right. So now the guests who eat and sleep and eat and sleep whatever in the shul. V'im doma ramrina v'berek b'nei ir. And this is what we're not going to get into. I the Gemara in Megillah says the batei kanishta ain ochlin behen ain shotin behen. You're not allowed to eat in shul. So one is mitzvah. But you don't eat in the shuls even in Bavel. They didn't want to go into the shuls in Bavel during the rain. The Shmaita, unless they were going, but by Tziluta, except for the fact that learning requires clarity of mind. And the Gemara does say that you build your shuls on Altanai, but maybe that's only so that when they're destroyed, you can use them. But you can't eat in a shul, even if you build it Altanai. It doesn't mean the shul itself. It means the rooms next to the shul. Okay, leave aside all the problems of eating in shul. What's the problem now that Tosafot raises? That the easiest way to solve this Gemara is that it means in the social hall, the shul, and not the shul. And now you'll tell me what's the obvious question. Kiddush b'makom suda. You're not eating in the shul, so you've solved the shul problem, but you have this kiddush b'makom suda problem. So what is Tosafot's answer? Very good. That wasn't surprising. Lefi mashim perashti, the makom makom bechad baik shadai the lechol makom of a makom acher yesh kiddush kule ati shapir. And that which I said, that if you're in the same house and you have kavana, yalla, it works out. So that's Tosvot's second proof for his argument. One was the Yerushalmi, and the second is to solve the problem of how are the people eating in shul without getting too fancy. He says they're not. They're eating in the social hall. That's a different place. Kavana in the same building. Yalla, we've solved our problem. Yes, Josh. If I make kiddush, no, because not once you bench, that ends the meal. Because it ends the suda. It's a different suda. Benching ends a suda. That's an objective statement. And benching ends a suda. That's okay. Next Tosfot. Aval b'makom l'makom b'chad beita, but two places in one house. Perish me cheder lebayit lebayit la'aliyah. So again, right? Our Gemara had a havamina that would work, and it said it didn't. So he says, aval mipina lepina yesh kiddush. So now Tosfot tells you what's the opposite extreme. But if it's two corners of one room, even if you had kavana to sit in one place and you change your mind and move from one corner to the other, it's not called shinui makom. So Tosfot said there's objective spaces where it doesn't count as shinui makom no matter what. So meaning you sit down at your Shabbat table. You have full intent to sit at your normal place at the table. Okay? Binyamin is sitting at the head of the table in his house, and then Binyamin has 14 children, and he was totally planning on sitting at the head of the table, but child number 13, who's now 1.5, starts to, what? 12, who's 2 years old, 2.5, starts throwing a tantrum. I want my Abba to sit next to me. And he decides it's not worth the fights on the table, and he's not going to smack it. Thank you, Mordechai, for that. Instead, he says, you know what? I'll just move. Right? I'll move. I wasn't planning on moving. But I'll go sit next to my 2.5-year-old child until they calm down. And it ends up the whole meal, right? They sit on his lap, and he has, one bite for him, one bite for his kid. One bite for him, one bite for his kid. Tosfot says, you moved from where you were planning on sitting? Doesn't matter. Mipina lepina, from two corners in the same room, objectively, not a shinui makom. Right, so we have objective shinui makom, objective not shinui makom, and then in between. Bisamuch l'kamon gabi shinui makom, d'omer lo shenu l'mbayit l'bayit, umi u shnei makom b'chad b'yit karilei, mi b'yit l'bayit. But two places within one house, he thinks, is potentially mibayit lamayit. Umi yeshvarim degar seyachal mipina lapina. But he notes that in some girsot, what does it say? That pina lapina, which means that pina lapina is a shinui mako. I said that, right? They're different girsot. Right, so Tosfot himself suggests a three-tiered model. The objective not shinui mako, the objective shinui mako, and the one that depends on da'at. Which again, as Mordechai said before, that works if you think that it's not really about makom at all. It's about connecting kiddush makom suda, and there is a conglomerate of factors that taken together connect them. Though he has, but he notes they're different girsot in terms of the relevance in the sense of how far you go and what exactly is going to change it. Yeah? But that is what you see in Tosfot, right? Tosfot is actually, when you see conceptually, it is very it's very neat. Right? It's very neat. Right? But not neat. Meaning he's very clear what he's doing conceptually. Right? He has a havamina that it will all be about God, rejects that, never raises the possibility that it's pure makom, except maybe at the end here, maybe that havamina of that girsa of pina lapina, that even two pinot in one room, in one house. Right? So maybe the girsa of pina lapina is implying that it's objective shinui makom. But his preference is this, is the hybrid of Dot and Muckleman. Again, what is the evidence? So how does he get to the hybrid? Very simple.
The Gemara, what are the givens? The given is as follows. That the Basli says that roof to downstairs is what? Is a shuni makom. So what does Tosfot know? That if you wanted to, you could read that as saying that the Basli holds pure makom, objective. The Yerushalmi says that me'ara la'agra, right? Me'ara la'agra, vice versa, is not from the roof to the downstairs, is not. So you could have said that what? The Yerushalmi holds only dot, but Tosfot, in order to make the Basli work with the Yerushalmi, as well as solve the problem of eating in shul, ends up with a hybrid position, and therefore says, yes, it could be that moving from the roof downstairs is a shuni makom, but it could be not, because when you're in the same house, it is subjective, and therefore you can't make kiddush in shul for eating at home, because that's the objective violation of makom, but you can make kiddush in shul to move into the social hall, as long as you have kavana, and you can make kiddush on your roof and move into your sukkah, or move from room to room, if you have kavana, because that's the mid-level, which depends on da'at. But mipina lepina lamaskana, right? He hasn't really accepted this, but raised a possibility. Lepina lepina doesn't count as shuni makom even without da'at.
Right. I have a somewhat practical question.
Yeah.
So with a lot of bar mitzvah kiddushes or whatever that go on in shuls, the John Kiddush, and I'm not talking about the Kiddush where they're giving out cake and everyone says mazel tov. I'm talking about when everyone gathers downstairs and the actual meal is taking place. How it's typically set up is that there are a lot of tables set up with name tags and people.
So in one room, it's the way is not going to be a problem. But if you make Kiddush upstairs, right? Sometimes what you'll do is you'll have Kiddush upstairs in the social hall, and then you have like a second social hall,
right?
And everyone moves down to the seated thing,
right? But say that, like, you've made kiddush at this one table, and you're planning on having kiddush at this table.
Yeah.
And then you see a couple friends over at a different table, and they've already started their suit over there. Is it not like having a giant neon sign over there saying this is a separate suda?
Mm-hmm, possibly not.
Okay.
But possibly not, right? Because you still might have joined for the kiddush. Right? Maybe. And then everyone divides up for their suda.
But very often, like, people...
No, I understand.
...make their own kiddush at the table.
Right. I understand.
Okay, fine.
Right. Some people make it at their own, but we're going to get to that. I mean, we still haven't done... Remember, once we do the makom, just so where we're going. Today, we're going to try to finish makom. And then, once we have in place the different definition of suda and the different definition of makom... Then we can come back to Moshe Feinstein, let's say, the possibility that you'll define Suda in one way for Kiddush Makom Suda, in a different way for Suda Makom Kiddush, and Shini Makom is going to determine when I have to make that second Kiddush to accomplish the second goal, right? That's where we're going to get, because that's a very widely accepted position, Lahalacha, but we need all the factors in place. Hopefully, that means we can maybe even finish tomorrow, which wouldn't be crazy. I mean, not really finished, because we still have to do shul. Which shul is part of this, but I separated that out. Again, I told you, I'm trying to shortcut this. Obviously, there are many other shittot here, but, yes.
So, isn't this supposed to say that Pinocchio would be Dallas? In, like, his second possibility?
You mean, well, either that Pino Lapina would be objective Makom, or... That correct.
That
yeah, exactly. Or he's saying that even Pina Benito requires
so
dots.
If he's saying that yeah. If it requires dots, then he say that it's no different than...
Yeah, Yacholia, right? It could be that he's just moving it over there. Okay. Yeah, it could be. That you're just moving Pina Lapina into... You're just saying that it is the hybrid model, but Pina Lapina also requires dots. Yeah, you could do that.
Right.
Okay, now if you want to see how this plays out la halacha, you want to see it practically, and you'll see some more lamdus in the halacha. Again, we could spend forever on this sugya, we really could. So go to Shulchan Aruch. So go to Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Ayin, in Reish Ayin Gimel Aleph and Bet. Got it? It's page 3. Just Shulchan Aruch, nothing fancy here. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. There is no Kiddush except Makom Suda. Uvabayit Echad Mipina Lipina Chashuv Makom Echad. Right, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Tosfot. Then one house, two corners are Makom Echad. She'im Kiddush Lechom V'Nazu V'Nim Lach Lechom V'Nacher Afilo Yitraklin Gadol. That if I, what does Tosfot say? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Even if I changed my mind from eating in one corner in the other, even in a mansion, it is objectively not a shinui makom. Interestingly, the Ramah says, "Umi bayit l'sukkah, chashuv mipina lapina." Right, the Ramah makes it sound like even moving from your sukkah to the house is objectively not a shinui makom. Not like Tosfot, who thinks it's the middle category, because he quotes the Mordechai. Right? The Yesh Omrim, and this is where, again, if we had forever and it wasn't the last week of Yeshiva, which is crazy to say those words, I would go through all these Rishonim inside, but for now, let's settle. The Yesh Omrim, and some people say this is the tour in the name of Rav Sar Shalom. But he's a go. Rav Sar Shalom go. What? That's what he's called. Rav Sar Shalom go. He's an interesting fellow. All types of interesting shita. So Rav Sar Shalom Gaon wrote, I can read it to you in the Torah, but it's not very different than it is in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes Rav Sar Shalom Katav, Kol Zman Sheroe Mikomo Mutar Afil Mibayit Lechatzer Vimlav Aser. The Mar Sar Shalom says, how do you define one makom? You can see it. But only if it's the Bayit Lechatzer, meaning it still sounds like there would be an objective limit where seeing couldn't link you, but seeing can link you in this in-between space. So he says, "V'yesh omrim shekol sheroa mikomo afilu bayit lechatzer ein tzarech lachzor lekadesh." V'yesh omrim, and some say, "Shem kiddush makom echad al dat lechol makom acher shaper dami." And some say, so until now, has he brought up dat? No, he's just brought up different standards of makom, right? So the first doubt in Shulchan Aruch, or really actually not quite like Tosfot, assume that it's all about makom, and you just need to figure out the definition of makom. But then he quotes the Tosfot thing, the Yesh Omrim, She'im kiddush makom echad al dat lechol makom acher shaper dami, v'hu shiyu shnei makomot bayit echad. Dat works, but only b'makom echad. So the first day out, the first few day out, sound like what, according to Shulchan Aruch? That it's only makom, and then we need a quibble about how objectively do you define one makom. Right, so Shulchan Aruch does see that the first few day out, right? Focus only on makom. Then Shulchan Aruch introduces Tosfot, and by the Klali Tzadik, Shulchan Aruch normally follow the last Yesh Omrim. V'hushi yushnei makom ha'ed echad, kegon mecheid l'cheder me'igra la'ara, v'chein ikar. And the Ramah also writes here, that is the ikar halacha. V'im kidesh bebayit echad aminat lechol sham, and if you ate in one place and then changed your mind, however, you then see a new halacha. So far we've seen his first few shita are makom, then he moves to the hybrid of dat makom. But now, and this is where Morty's svara is really going to be bolstered, Morty said, don't be caught up in this. It's not really about makom, and it's not really about dat. That's a siman, not a siba. That's a siman for the meal and the Kiddush are linked. And therefore, expect to find different expressions of it in the time-space halachic continuum. And that is indeed what you find here in Siv Gimel from the Mari Molin, from the Maril, which is, V'im Kiddush v'lo sa'ad. If you made Kiddush and you didn't eat, af yidei Kiddush lo yatzeh. You weren't yotzeh Kiddush. Is that a Kiddush? Not at all. That's what Kiddush Makom Suda means. If you don't eat, Vitzarach lechol b'makom kiddush, but now he adds a magic word, le altar. You have to eat immediately. Oh, sheyeh b'daito lechol shamiyad, or have in mind to eat it immediately. Which is, now do you see the tzvei dinim? One is, it needs to be immediate because Kiddush b'makom suda both has geographic and temporal manifestations.
What about the das part?
That's the first daya. The second daya is that even the time component is
an expression of das.
Right? It's not an objective sphere of time. It's that if I eat too much later, what did that show? That I didn't relate to it. So even in the time space continuum, things you have to add is that objective or subjective, and that seems to be two deod and shulchan aruch. The first day is you must actually eat it, and the second one is I had to mean to eat it, but if then I maybe got delayed a little bit, that might be okay because in my head I was relating the kiddush
but
the suda.
And to push it to its absolute limit, because I hope it doesn't. If you have in mind, I'm making Kiddush.
Right, then he says,
in mind of having a suda.
One second, let's finish the Ramah. One second. He says, Ava belavachi, without that, meaning without the intent to eat immediately, afilu achol b'makom Kiddush eno yotze. Even if I end up eating there, it doesn't work. Because subjectively, I didn't relate to it. Again, I told you, we could look at every Rishon inside, but we'll never finish. But even just seeing them summarized in Shulchan Aruch, you see how the Lam just plays out. The im haya bedaito shalo lechol sham miyad v'nim lach v'achal. Aye, but what if I change my mind? Yatza. He thinks you are yotze. Meaning?
It's subjective.
It's objective. Right? It's objective. If I did eat it, then it is, then it works.
If you ate it immediately?
Yeah. It sounds like if I eat it immediately, even though I didn't have in mind, then it would work. And if I had in mind and got slightly delayed, it might also work. But
okay,
right? Something like that. Right? Again, the time-space continuum thing also.
Right. But if you had in mind to not have it immediately, that feels like it still pushes on the boundaries a bit.
Say it again?
If you had in mind I'm to not eat immediately, but to still link it, what does that do?
If you, then it might work in the same place, right? If you have some combination. Right? That if you have in mind to link them, but not immediately, it might work.
Well, okay, fine. But
within certain standards. Like presumably there's an objective limit. You can't do it 3 hours later. But, well, we're going to see. Well, look at the time. So let's look at Mishnah Berurah again. We could see everything inside, but let's look at Mishnah Berurah and defining it, and you'll see how this plays out. Okay? So he says, but again, the only way I have to explain this so you get is the way Morty did. Right, which is that it's not really about makom, it's not really about dot, it's not about anything. It's about linking kiddush makom suda, and therefore there is a combination of objective and subjective elements on the time space halachic continuum.
Otherwise,
right, because it makes no sense. Right, meaning these rules seem arbitrary if you think it's actually about makom or actually about time or actually about dot.
Right,
because it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But if you understand that all of this is a siman for, in the end of the day, does this meal get linked to this kiddush? Then you understand that it's some hybrid, right? It's like connectivity is 60 points out of 100 and you're connected enough, right? So you get 20 points for this and you get 20 points for that. And eventually, if you can put enough things together, it's the same thing and enough, right? And then there are certain things that make it zero, right? That break the whole link. But the only way that I can see explaining the sugya, at least as it's been accepted, the halacha. Right? It's clear that there were certain shittot in the history of halacha who took only a makom model. Right. But la halacha.
Have we seen anyone that said only that? I don't think so.
No one says it only dot. That would be weird to call it Makom if it only meant dot. But these hybrids.
Well, I feel like you'll be one.
Okay. Anyways. But look here. But I think lahalacha, right, that Morty is right, and that is essentially what Tosfot is getting at, and as well as this addition from the Marimolin of Maril of the time-space continuum thing. So if you look a little bit at halacha here, look at the Mishnah Brura, and again, here, I told you, one of the things I like about this sugya is that the lamdus is not just up in the air. The lamdus is very much linked to the halacha, right. My expressions of this. Very, very much.
Which is why there are a billion and one.
Which is why, yes, which is why there are so many naftaminas, because everyone is coming up with this lamdus, not just in a theoretical world. They're coming up to explain very specific ways of, exactly. So if you look at Mishnah Brura, it says, B'makom Suda, let's just read through it. B'makom Suda, D'chtev Karat L'Shavet Onik, B'makom Onik, Shehu Suda, Sham De'akriya Shal Kiddush. We've seen that. Lecho B'pina Zu. This is just Mishnah Brura in three. Right, you have it. Mishnah Brura. The call shekainim kiddush al dat lechol pinacher the shaper dami, right? So this is where you get a little bit more Josh. Mr. Brura has this weird addition. He says that from corner to corner works even without dot, and for sure if you have dot. But what does that already imply for him?
That dot, the more dot you have, at least on the tefila level,
it's better. Meaning, it's not according to Mr. Brura. And lahalacha, this seems to be true. There's bare minimum kiddush makom suda. Like, how far do you have to go for it to break? And then there's, meaning it's not like, correct, it's not like 60 points of linkage, and now it doesn't matter what you do. It's 60 is the bare minimum, but 75 is even better, and 100 would be even better. Meaning, dot seems to be independently important for it. At least at a lechatchila level. Right, which is a very interesting argument. Because you wouldn't have thought necessarily that there are gradations. But lehalacha, it seems to be the post assume there is. And then he says, v'nimlach lechol, and I change my mind. Mikol makom, lechadchila, tov shelo losur b'makom shekidesh. Lechadchila, it's better to what? Not move at all. Because there are those who think that moving even from corner to corner is usur. Now you could say pina lepina is a problem either because this, it's an objective makom thing, or that any change of your plans is a breach of makom. And if you look here in the Sharet Zion, he quotes the Ayin Mogen Avram, the Mashu Sfirle. Who is this Shita who says that even Pina Lepina is fundamentally problematic? At least Lechatkila, Mogen Avram, because he's Midayik, Bidinachar Mechaber Lashon, Bidiavad, because since he says, Einu Tsarich Lachsor Lakadish, right? The language of Shulchan Aruch is you don't have to go back. What does that imply? The lechatchila asur, lechatchila you can't move even mipina lepina, even from corner to corner within the same space, right? Because that's why he says, he doesn't say you should do that. He says, if you do that, you don't have to make kiddush again, which implies that it is not ideal, even pina lepina, which again, either is an extreme makom svara or an extreme dad svara. Uve emet eino raya. But he says this is wrong. It's not proof. The after buta ketani. Maybe he's just saying it. Liri buta, right? Ravcha de milta. Vechen kadu kudushu vekiv eger. Uve frat afil mechidar da ramal lakaman nagnil ikar. Dima yedaito vikluzet mitchila in tzarech lakadashenit. Vedai lanu im nachmir sham linin lachatchila velo mipin lapina. He says, and therefore, I don't think he's right, because the Rama says that for cheder lecheder. But pina lepina is even better, and therefore, he doesn't think there's any reason to be machmir. Right. But the Magen Avraham does. So then the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'im lo shahaya b'dayto b'eda kiddush lechom pina acher. If you didn't have in mind, see in another corner, as mistaber den lachmir b'zeh. Bepina acheret. Aval nimloch lecho becheder acher. But if you plan on eating in another room, av shuboto bayit, even in the same house, sarach lach sar lakadish. You have to make kiddush again. Kevin shloya ayah daito lozeh beitcha kiddush. You didn't have kavana. Umi bayit lesukah, from your house to the sukkah. So he says, what would be a classic case of bayit to sukkah where you don't have kavana? It rains in the middle of the meal, and you move inside. So he said, kagon sheyardu gsham in the kiddush babayit, right? Or the other way around, it was raining and you started in your house. Now it stopped raining. Or the other way around, shekiddush b'sukkah yardu gsham rotz alach babayit, and it started raining. You want to go inside. What's the problem? Didn't we say that according to Tosfot and the Yerushalmi, sukkah to your bayit is in the middle category where you need da'at? How can it sound like here that you don't even need da'at? So either you say this is a different shita that says mi bayit l'sukkah is objectively the same makom, or you come up with the nukimta, which is what the Mishnah does. Umayri shasukkah betocha bayit. It's where the sukkah is in your house. It's in your house. Shehutzar yatziyah ve'en sham hefzik mechitza acheret mak mechitza da sukkah. You have basically a big room and, with a retractable roof, and half of it is your sukkah and half of it is your house, and you're actually in the same place. That's what he says. You're right. But why is Mishnah Berurah coming onto this ukimta? Because otherwise, Tosfot had said that sukkah labayit is in the middle category, and here it sounds like it's the objectively same makom category, mipina labina. So Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh that this isn't a machloket about whether sukkah labayit is objectively one place or not. It's an ukimta, that it's a very specific type of sukkah. Alkein svirle dechemin shein mechida sukkah sur litashim shein mitzvah sukkah. And since the walls of the sukkah are only for the sukkah, chashuv ki mipina labina below mechitza. Dechaim al-lavi lo'ayta adam itchilu l'kach en tzarek l'kada sheinit. Aval im ha-sukkah asui michutz labayit, but what if the sukkah was outside? Then he paskins like, right, Mr. Brewer is insistent on making shofar of paskin like Tosfot. And therefore, if it's a sukkah outside, there's mechitzot abayit mafsikot, evi le-mechit l'cheder. It's in the middle category. And therefore, she'ein da'it u'mechil tzarech l'kada sheinit, im lo she'roa et ha-makom rishon. So if you can't see it, it would break it. Following Marsar Shalom go. Which means that according to him, let's say you have your sukkah on your backyard, right? And your dining room is on the second floor of your house, and you can't see, and it rains in the middle of your meal. What's Yotzei of the Mishnah Berurah? You have to say a second bracha. Right? So if your deck is where your sukkah is off your dining room, then even without kavana, because you can see, it's objectively one makom. But if it's on the bottom and it was a flash storm, you didn't have in mind, you have to make a new kiddush. Right, that is the Mishnah Berurah's position. V'zeu be'er divrei Ramah, and that's the Ramah l'fishim be'eru amogin Avram. V'nei she'yesh potom acholkim al zeh, but there are not everyone agrees. Kamo she'be'er divrei Ramah, as we'll see in the Ber Halacha. Al kein tov, it's better k'shiro t'lak or achar kiddushet yiradot l'suda. If you want to move. So now he says, so what happens if that's not the case? What happens if you didn't have kavana? What should you do? What's the solution? Have a reviat of wine, because now you can be mitzarif the shita of the gaonim that you had the suda, and now you won't have to make suda again because, and this is what I said, it's important to keep in mind the two questions simultaneously, which what counts as suda and what counts as makom. The Mishnah's solution is be mitzarif certain shitot about makom to the more makel shitot of what counts as a suda, and together you can pull together enough shitot that it'll be fine. Since you can see the place where you make kiddush, even through a window, even a little bit. So as long as you can see a little bit of the room you're eating in through the window, it's fine. And then he's mechadesh that. What about two houses? So simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch, in Tosfot is, two houses is always? Shinim Makom. Mishnah Berurah disagrees. says two houses, roe can be mitzaref. Im roe mekomo, and there's nothing objectively breaking between the two houses. And there isn't a permanent path between them, a road breaking them. So you have two houses in one backyard, and you can see. So then there's no, but if you have two houses and a road in between them, then what does he say? He agrees with Tosfot that that's a objective break, meaning seeing only helps if there isn't an objective break in between them. And again, each of these things could take us forever because we could see it in the original and we would have to compare Kiddush Makom Suda to benching and to minyan and all those complicated sugyot, porch minyanim. Remember those nightmares? I do not have I have the energy. I don't have the time. We're not at that point. I don't have time. We could spend forever on this. I don't want to. I want to give you a taste of the sugya. We don't have time. We have 5 shiurim left after today if we include Sunday, right, which is the last day. Yeah, not happening. But I can send you the chapter in my book on it if you want to see all the analysis on it, which is fine. The ain lizmach dadi yesh omer melaraklin devar shadat chak. But he said, I'm not convinced of the Riyat Makom, and therefore do that only if absolutely, absolutely necessary. Kiyesh Achronim, because there's some Achronim who reject Riyah and take a full Tosfot stand, which is that Riyah only helps in the middle category and not between houses, which are objectively different Makom. Okay, so what we're going to do tomorrow, guys, because it's already 12:30 basically, is hopefully is finish up Makom. Okay, hopefully see Rav Moshe Feinstein about the Tzvei Dinim. I'm hoping we can do those two things in one day. Maximum, I want to finish Tuesday because we must do Kiddush and Shul before the end of the year. And if we have time, then we'll do Havdalah in whatever time remains. And I do not think we're going to have more time than that.